Hello everyone, this is the very first episode where I officially confirm and affirm my using my Webster's whenever I need to, dictionary thesaurus, to make sure that I don't run out of words when I need to use them. But for the most part, I'll be speaking off the top of my head. My days of reading a lot on air in this recording, those days are over. If any reading I do way before I start recording. I'll just tell you what I read and how it makes me feel without reading anything or writing anything. Let's go. So, in order to best start off this tradition, I must say that anything I read from now on will be my own writings. All right? You're going to hear way more of my thoughts in more of in a longer span of time. So let's start off with the topic today at hand, the task at hand. So I would like to discuss how I'm going to be with the media moving forward. I decided that the concepts of licensing agreements and release forms are troubling to me because that means that they own you forever in terms of you being on their platforms. They have full control and you don't have any control of how your image, your likeness, your disposition, your personality is displayed to the world, especially when it says in all perpetuity. That means forever more. And what I also figured out with media too is they often, in terms of questions, they will ask a lot of gotcha questions from the standpoint of, I want you to say negative remarks. I want you to insult someone. I want you to hyper-focus on sex and sexuality. I want you to be graphic, inappropriately speaking, about one's love life and dating life. I want you to feud. I want you to have rivalries. I want you to be violent. I want bloodshed. That's how most media is. They feel like we need to have these topics. That way we can make wealth off of anxiety disorders. Let's make wealth off of psychotic disorders. Let's make wealth off of personality disorders. Let's make wealth off of eating disorders. Let's make wealth off of sexual disorders. Let's make wealth off of reproductive disorders. Let's make wealth off of fear. Let's make wealth off of guilt. Let's make wealth off of shame. Let's make wealth off of blame. Let's make wealth off of divisions in human communities. And let's make our wealth off of victim blaming, victim shaming, and victim gaming, rape survivors, domestic violence survivors, disability abuse survivors, and I have really learned that I decided not to do any media platforms because you would have to sign forms where they may either lowball you, meaning you may be truly underpaid, or they always want you to come on their platforms for free. Totally not even caring what your schedule truly consists of. And a lot of times, when you're a panelist, often you get interrupted. Even if you're making well-balanced views in what you're saying, you have all the necessary variables, all the needed layers for the wise points that you are wonderfully articulating. You get interrupted, you get interjected, you get talked over, there's crosstalk, there's side conversations while you're speaking. And many times, arguments is what keeps the ratings high in viewership. And I decided that the only platform that I 100% like is my own. Because my platform becomes more and more mature because I become more and more mature. I'm talking more about subjects I didn't really talk much before. And what I have learned about my own life is that it can be so odd to be on platforms where sometimes they don't even tell you what they're going to ask you. And sometimes they tell you what they're going to ask you, and the questions go, okay, these are privacy violation inquiries, these are confidentiality violation inquiries, and why am I being asked to talk about rumors and gossip that have not been proven to be true, that have not been proven to be factual? There's no evidence for these vicious claims that they're making. And I don't understand, if I'm interviewing somebody, yes, other people influence the person that you're interviewing, but why make the interview about somebody else instead of the person that you're interviewing and while y'all making eye contact? I found that to be repulsive. Another thing I find to be repulsive is, why is it that so many people want to be shock jocks? I just want to say controversial things for attention whoredom. I don't want to say what is called speaking the truth in love, because the media has failed miserably to speak the easy truths in love. The media has failed miserably to speak the hard truths in love. The media has failed miserably to hold hard conversations in love. The media has failed to hold easy conversations in love. The media has failed to make hard but loving decisions in love. And media has failed to make easy but loving decisions in love, too. So a lot of times, you see a lot of crowdfunding. And what I notice about how the media goes about crowdfunding, they often are dishonest about the money that you give them. That's your money, right? They don't tell you what is being done with the money. They don't tell you if it's going to charity, if it's going to humanitarian aid, if it's going to philanthropic endeavors. They're not saying, okay, that your money, some of it is going to our network and the rest is going to college funds or like any boys and girls clubs. Not to diss non-binary people, but I'm just telling you like what they're commonly called, boys and girls clubs. Historically speaking, They don't tell you if it's going to help those in trade school. They're not saying, hey, some of your money is being used to repay student loans, or this is helping people to pay for college so they won't have to join the military to do it. You know, they're getting plenty of help. No diss on the military. They're not even telling you this is, you know, we're going to make an investment on you. Like, if you give us your money, we'll double your money. So some goes to compassion efforts, some goes to the network, and we'll double up your money each time you give us money. Like, all right, it's like giving you your money back in a clever way. They don't ever do things like that. The reason why I stopped watching, the biggest reason why I stopped watching media is because the media is filled with visual, audio, written trauma triggers. Visual, audio, written trauma stressors. Visual, audio, written trauma reminders. Visual, audio, and written trauma builders. That is how the media stays rich, financially speaking. I'm going to profit off of your compound traumas. I'm going to make a living off of making you feel like you're dead inside. So the media is also wealthy due to acute stress disorder, survivor guilt, repressed memories, trigger warnings, content warnings. Complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Flashbacks, panic attacks, even heart attacks. And the media tends to make a living off of traumatic couplings, too. The media profits off of the rejection of emotional intelligence, the rejection of emotional literacy, the rejection of media literacy, the rejection of literacy, the rejection of emotional self-regulation. That's what's happening. The media lacks people skills, lacks communication skills, lacks social skills, lacks interpersonal skills, lacks equanimity, lacks anger management skills, lacks assertive techniques, lacks decision-making, lacks problem solving, lacks conflict resolution, lacks creative thinking, lacks critical thinking, lacks lateral thinking, lacks impermanence, lacks study skills, lacks soft skills, lacks healthy attitude, lacks gelatology, lacks kindness, lacks empathy, lacks life skills-based education, lacks moral development, lacks personal and professional development, lacks lifelong learning, lacks financial literacy, lacks vocational skills, lacks recognizing, understanding, labeling, emotions, lacks the ability to express emotions properly, lacks the ability to regulate emotions properly. I noticed that the media lacks communication skills. Like, the media doesn't have social graces. The media lacks active listening skills. And, I think the media really lacks, lacks sensitivity training and diversity training in terms of how people like me are. I think the media in a lot of ways lacks multiculturalism and polyculturalism, because there's certain media entities where there's very little black people who are hosting programs. Very little Latinos. Very little indigenous persons. Very little women. Very little Asians in terms of hosting all these programs and all these shows. Very little Middle Easterners. Very little Native persons. And very little Hispanic people, and just very little foreign people. Most of the programs are hosted by white men. And I'm not against any race of people hosting a show, but when it's predominantly white centric, predominantly white owned, that's problematic, because there's not enough people of color owning and hosting within media. A lot of times, the award categories do not recognize what is called living legends. I'm talking about, a lot of times they will recognize the stars of a movie and television, but not the unsung heroes who did incredible work behind the scenes. It's like, okay, y'all need to honor the behind the scenes as much as you do the front of the scenes. And when I look at media too, I just feel like they're constantly intruding on people. They always stick a microphone in your face, follow you around, and hovering outside your home, stalkers. And I notice with paparazzi, they're always doing high speed chases of celebrities. It's weird. And it's like, why not just build a healthy rapport to celebrities? Instead of stalking them, just say, we'll protect your privacy, confidentiality, da 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 da. You know, instead of, let me treat you no different than a criminal who's fleeing law enforcement. And then I noticed that with the media, why not put more positivity out? Because the media doesn't care about mental health conditions of its viewers. Like, mental health is not highly championed in the media community. And I'm gonna practice what I preach, because after I publish one more sex and porn episode and a couple of being Christian and one non-believer episode, I'm gonna definitely start putting out positive episodes every day. I'm gonna do at least one, talking about one negative thing each week, but most of my episodes, I'm going to try to put more, now I'm going to succeed in putting more positive things out there, because I got a lot out. But I'll still cover current events, just in ways that's never been done before. I practice what I preach also because it's easier to for me to sleep at night that way, restfully. Anyway, when it comes to the media, when I look at what has happened, I'm seeing a lot of wealthy verbal attacks, wealthy verbal abuse. I see a lot of wealthy ad hominem onslaughts. I see a lot of wealthy trolls, wealthy hecklers, wealthy haters, wealthy detractors, wealthy naysayers. You see a lot of wealthy re-traumatization. You see a lot of wealthy battered person syndrome, wealthy Stockholm syndrome, wealthy betrayal trauma, wealthy Wendy syndrome, wealthy, when I say Wendy syndrome, I'm talking about the actual diagnosis. You see a lot of wealthy Peter Pan syndrome, wealthy Jocasta syndrome, wealthy covert incest, wealthy enmeshment, wealthy emotional incest. You see a lot of wealthy passive-aggressive personality disorder criteria. You see a lot of, you see the making wealth off of bipolar and schizophrenia. You see a lot of wealth being made off of narcissism, sociopathy, psychopathy, and psychopathy. You see a lot of being totally desensitized to dementia, dementia test, Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's test. And a lot of times, the media will tell you what to think. Instead of just letting you think for yourself. We're going to think for you for you. No. And then I noticed with the media, they already rendered their verdict within the chyrons, the captions, the subtitles, the transcripts, the clickbaits, the sound bites, and I go, can you just give me the facts before you have the commentator say, I'm gonna create facts for you? No, the facts are already there. You don't need to create anything. And then I noticed that when it comes to like media too, what is so weird about them is they claim to be healing the polarization in America and overseas, which is a lie because, okay, why are you going on the platforms of a person that you've been bad-mouthing for years and to make it look like, see, we do have common ground. If you have to parade the common ground, you don't have it at all. In fact, y'all gonna go right back to insulting each other and spreading rumors about each other like you've been doing. Plus, y'all want to talk about, oh yeah, we're stopping the divisions in the country as best we can. No, you're not. Because you constantly reinforce bitterness, dread, chronic stress, distress, anger, sadness, psychological manipulation within the hearts of your viewers. You're constantly doom and gloom, fatalism and doom and predeterminism, necessitarianism and stoicism, defeatism, cynicism, nihilism, elitism, tribalism, otherism, favoritism, cronyism, clanism, nepotism within the hearts of your viewers. you're constantly party pooping for economic fun, in quotations. And what I've noticed with media, the reason why I will never be back on social media is because I'm going to be exposed to billions of people without having a personal social media account. It happened to Jesus. It's going to happen to me. I'm not comparing myself to him. I'm not him. But what happened to him is similar to what's going to happen to me. I personally cannot stand. I see what is called the seven deadly sins in the media. I see envy. I see jealousy. I see lust. I see anger. I see wrath. I see, you know, vanity, vainglory, acedia, gluttony, greed. You know, I just see my anger all the time. And this is all off the top of my head, by the way. I noticed with the media, that there's a lot of I see in the media that there's so much of that James Brown quote, but I'm gonna slightly make it my own words. The media is like a dull knife, just ain't cutting. The media talks loud and says nothing. And I notice is that the media does a lot of high signing and high profiling and high posting. And the media does a lot of fronting. And what I mean is that they will act like, oh, we really do care. We really do value making sure we're giving you news. You're not giving me news. You're giving me dictatorships. You're giving me autocracy. You're giving me authoritarianism. You're giving me totalitarianism. You're giving me Orwellian. You're giving me fascism. None of those things are true news. All those things are the enemies of true news. They're all the enemies of facts, truth, knowledge, hypotheses, experimentation, and evidence. And I noticed that with the media, I noticed that when I think of the media too, a lot of laziness. They will go interview hard-hearted people, but they will not go out of their way to find the soft-hearted people to go interview. I'm going to interview people that do self-destructive behavior and community-destructive behavior everywhere they go. But I'm not going to interview people of substance, of integrity, of noble character, of inner beauty, effectiveness, of moral excellence. I'm going to interview people that mean everyone on this earth absolute harm, internally harmful, and externally harmful they are. And then I figured out that a lot of times the media will have you get on there just to argue. And they conflate argument with conversation. They confuse shouting vulgar matches with keeping it real 24/7. they confuse back and forths with extremists with, we're fighting for you as our viewers. And that's why, to me, I could never host a cable news show, because behind the scenes, it's profane. Here's what I mean. There are some people in media that you're not allowed to disagree with. And if you disagree with them on anything, it could be executive leadership. It could be program hosts who are in cahoots with executive leadership. It could be lower level staff members who pretend to be highly favored by executive leadership. And it could be, for example, those who feel like, but hey, I'm in favor of this point of view. And if you have a different point of view, you might get terminated and don't know why. And then you might hear through the grapevine or be directly told or indirectly told that you said this thing that hurt this person's feelings, and now you don't have a media job. So media blacklisting is very common. Media blackballing is very common. And plus, on media networks, for me, the reason why I created my own media, so to speak, my own show, and I've loved all my interviews. I'm going to do guest again. It's just that I had a lot to get out about my own traumas. I'm like, okay, I got to get all that out. So when I do interviews, I'm not feeling like, oh man, I need to talk about things. So I'm going to have guests on very soon. I had to take care of some business first. I'm going to have guests on again, you know, help me with the website thing eventually. Because if I get the word out, people can help me out with, you know, building a website, doing video. You know, I've been doing this thing for 3 years and I haven't really had any, you know, ways to get it out, but I eventually will. What I've learned is with the media that a lot of times, the reason why I couldn't be on the media, the media has perfectionism issues, emotionalism issues, denialism issues. They will cover extremism. It could be in rallies, it could be everywhere where there's extremism. That makes the front page news. That's on cable news all day, every day, all night, every night, even early in the morning. But people who tutor children, custodians who encourage the kids at school, who act as their parents, because a lot of them don't have parental figures in their lives. Those who started a business that is crime preventing in the community. Teachers unions, workers unions usually don't get a lot of coverage. And what I notice is that the polls they put out are ridiculous. Because for me, the polls, they're talking to willfully ignorant people saying, see, these polls feel this way about this president. This polls feels this way about this House of Representatives, this poll feels a way about this senator, this poll feels this way about this presidential candidate, this poll feels this way about this former president, this poll feels this way about a former House of Representative. This poll feels this way about a former senator. This poll feels this way about this mayor. This poll feels this way about this former mayor. This poll feels this way about the governor. This poll feels this way about a former governor. This poll feels this way about this county executive. This poll feels this way about this former county executive. This poll feels this way about the current administration. This poll feels this way about a previous administration. And all of those polls are nonsensical, and I'll tell you why. Because you're not talking to well-enlightened life forms. You're talking to, I say again, willfully ignorant life forms. So those they really should be talking to people of sense, not senselessness. Because those of senselessness, all they do is engage in word vomit, word salad, and verbal diarrhea, while well-enlightened life forms will give you their own data, statistics, and ratios to prove their claims well. And what they say tends to be irrefutable and indisputable because their statements have mathematics on their side, arithmetic to back them up. And so I feel like there's so much lawlessness being encouraged in media, especially when there's text messages that prove why certain media figures are treating other human beings as subhuman. That's called mistreatment. And you have voting rights entities having to sue media outlets. And now election workers are endangered because of what many extremist hardliners in the media have been saying about them. Imagine, because of bigots that worship certain media networks, you have bigots knocking on your door, sometimes with deadly weapons in hand. Sometimes they surround your house and there's nowhere for you to go. And you have to call the police. The only way that you can escape that situation is if law enforcement arrests the bigots. Because if you don't call law enforcement, you may be victimized by arsonists with the arson. They may throw Molotov cocktails that will firebomb your home. They may shoot you dead. They may stab you dead. They may Some are willing to engage in human cannibalism. Some may say, hey, this person should be my child sacrifice. This other person should be my adult sacrifice. Hey, let's do human sacrifice BCAD style on this entire family. They may say, hey, I feel like going on a killing spree of anybody that's of this political party or that political party. And they may say, hey, the bad people are the good people. The good people are the bad people, thanks to media publications brainwashing us to believe such delusions, illusions, hallucinations, and fantasy over reality. So the media has its own psychosis. The media has its own paranoia. The media has its own agitation techniques. The media encourages suicidal ideations and suicide in people. I feel like for me, the media fails miserably to live above reproach. And I'll tell you why. It has everything to do with how in reality, when you have people, all they do is insult each other based upon personal attacks. Not because of what you about the topic at hand. They hit below the belt all the time in media. I actually stopped watching the media today at 5 o'clock because I said, you know what? I gotta let this media go. So I'm not watching the media anymore. Independent media, I figured out ways for me to learn what's going on in the world. And independent media is how I'm going to go about it. I do not like cable news media. I do not like social media. I do not like the majority of the media platforms. I don't like a lot of print media, even just mass media go, no. So there may be platforms, the large media platforms, it may not be cable news, but they get millions of viewers in terms of listening and watching. I'm not doing any media platforms ever. No. Besides, they overpay some people, underpay some people in terms of media staff, analysts, panelists, commentators. And a lot of times, they'll only give you commentator, analyst, panelist jobs if you were a part of politics. And that makes me think, if you weren't a part of politics in any kind of way, in any kind of administration, would you have gotten that job without serving this particular leader in politics? Because if you're that gifted, it shouldn't be, well, we only give you this job because this person constantly is talked about in the media. No, I should get the job because of my talents, my giftings, my lovable and loving impact and impartation upon people, not just myself. Those are the right reasons to employ me as a co-host and a host and a program hosting person. I mean, as an anchor, you know, as a pundit. And so I feel that within media, I decided that when it comes to what the media is hosting, I don't want to be a part of it. That's why it's going to be hard. Like, if somebody asked me to host the Oscars, the Grammys, the Tonys, and the Emmys, it would be hard to say no. Here's why. Because there are people that may go, well, Antonio, we know you're not primarily a comedian, professionally speaking, but you have a way with people that people want to see you. People want you to talk more than they do. I would be like, here are my conditions. I don't have to be funny all the time. Salacious sensationalism and any kind of media bias, I'm not doing that. And can I just focus on the awesomeness of the performers, the actors, actresses, and the singers, and the writers, and the entertainers? Can I just keep it professional, but family oriented, you know, family friendly? Can I just do that? That'd be the only way you would have me on cable news, is if you have me host something. Other than that, I go, like, because normally when you host award shows, usually cable news companies, they pick that up, or let somehow I'm the guest at the State of the Union, so I can't totally avoid cable news media. I understand that. I know what I've been called to do. They're going to feature me on, even if I don't come on their platforms. That's what they do. Like, sometimes they talk about Beyonce, even though Beyonce does an interview for them, sometimes they bring her up. So you can't totally not be talked about on large platforms. Okay, like, I'll give you an example. So sometimes there's certain large platforms. I don't want to say names because I don't want to get sued. There are certain platforms that are large in number, and you know exactly what those platforms are. They talk about Beyonce, even though she don't interview for them either. I say Beyonce's name because Beyonce doesn't do interviews. That is public knowledge. So I can't be sued for telling a fact and a truth about her career decision. And I love her career decision. That's why I'm adopting it. And so I feel like it would be hard to totally not do cable news at all or host at all, because for me, I would make an excellent host because I'm just naturally me. I can be naturally funny, but mostly I don't want to have that pressure of I always got to have a persona, always got to be squeaky clean, always got to be the shock jock. You always got to do stand-up. I'm like, that is so stressful. I'm just good at being me. That's not stressful for me at all. That's not stressful for anybody else at all. So I would host certain stuff as long as it brings people together in the name of healthy harmony, not superficial harmony. You know what I mean? And I would do that. That's as best I can get for the most part. But like, I really don't do interviews like that. If I host something, now it's going to be difficult because people are like, but Antonio, if you host something, they're going to want to talk to you. I'm going to be like, okay, if y'all have me host stuff and you're going to show me cable news media, you can't bring any of your cable news type antics my way. If you try to bring them my way and you try to get me to talk about the stupidest, craziest mess, then I'm just not going to host at all. No, if this is your way of baiting me into creating animosity, creating belligerence, no, I'm not doing it at all. No way. And I feel like the media has to go by my rules for me to ever consider, just because consider doesn't mean I'll say yes, you know, to ever do anything with y'all. They'll be like, Antonio, you know, what will it take for me to get you on your platforms? I'm like, just be positive. Don't bring any hot mess my way and we good. Don't bring any of the misery my way. And if you're going to ask me about something difficult, make sure it's a social justice issue. Make sure that it's a topic that, okay, I can speak on food deserts, okay? Bring that to me. Don't bring me issues. Bring me that. Because that's relevant to people's lives everywhere. Food deserts are problematic everywhere, right? Or if you're going to say, hey, Antonio, let's talk about ableism. Okay, I will definitely speak on that because that's relevant everywhere too. These are world issues. And also bring me a yin and yang. Say, hey, Antonio, you know, we want to discuss with you, what is it like to live a life of neurodiversity? We want to glorify that. We want to glorify neurodivergence that you live and the neurodistinct that you live. Okay, yes, we will glorify these things. Do not bring to me tell-all sex books. I'm ignoring you. Do not bring to me who's dating who. I don't care. Don't bring to me whose diss tracks and whose answer songs and who's arguing and fighting with who. Don't ask me Real Housewives of any city questions. Don't bring to me rumors. Don't bring to me gossip. Don't bring to me reality TV show episodes. Do not ask me about tabloid talk shows. These are the easiest ways for me to shun you. Because I'm like, if these are your ways of baiting me into hosting on shows and award shows that you know cable news media will pick up, and this is your way of saying, hey, since you said yes to this, you gotta say yes to our interviews too. No. I will give you a resounding no, okay? That is how I feel. If you're going to feature me, make sure you cover me correctly. I don't mind suing you if I have to. If you want to talk about me on your programs, facts, facts, facts. I'm not saying make me look good all the time. Even if you talk about something I did, and I can admit I can be wrong on things because I grow as a person every day. So if I'm wrong on something, cover my wrongs that I'm growing from correctly. Cover my growing from my failures correctly. Okay? That's how I am. If you're going to talk about my flaws, at least I'm working on them. Well, cover them correctly too. See, I'm not an enemy of the people, enemy of the nation minded person. I'm not constantly saying fake news, okay? But there's a lot of fake news out there in the media in terms of you're not telling the truth with responsibility, accountability. They're often saying things, you go, kill that noise. I don't believe that hype. You're just trying to get people riled up so they can have exacerbated family warfare. And so this is my last media episode, and I've also learned that I don't want to be in a situation where I have to live life where my words can be easily misconstrued, misstated, misreported, misrepresented, stereotyped, caricatured, misdepicted, misportrayed, taken out of context, twisted, and manipulated. And that's what happens in the media every day and every night. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, round the clock. Leap year, 365 days. No, 366 days. Regular year, 365 days. So I'm abstaining from most media. Healthy media means tell me the good and the bad in all the good ways. And allow me to trust my own individuality instead of trying to define individuality for me. I hate that the media tries to come up with etymologies, definitions, meanings, denotations, connotations for people instead of me coming up with all the above for myself. So I'm officially have divorced myself from the world of media in terms of those things. And I don't like that they shout out questions after people and, you know, constantly shout. Don't let you answer the question and interrupt and don't have enough time for the segments. And in terms of the, you know, the commercial break ads, and it's just ADS, and it's just so out of control, man. And so you pretty much know now that the media causes me sensory overload, overstimulation. And the media has caused me general anxiety, social anxiety, depression. Woo! And I think that the media puts out things that I go, why? Why put out things that would make people think, okay, they're sitting in a park bench and they're just sleeping. Why are you covering that? Why are you covering things that aren't truly news? And why, let's make our wealth off of hyper-partisanship. Let's be upset that nonpartisanship, bipartisanship decreases our wealth. War zones makes us wealthy. A Democrat and a Republican actually getting along, all because none of them are far left or far right. Ugh. That means that our vainglory and our gluttonous greed is under attack, and that's whack to us. You fully now and forevermore comprehend, understand all the reasons why I don't do any media platforms other than my own That's not narcissism. That's respectfulness. And one last thing. If you're going to be in media, don't look away from people. Don't walk by people without speaking. And make sure your guests have refreshments, something to drink, something to eat. And make sure you talk to them before you go on air about, okay, we talk about this, we don't talk about that. And don't blast secrets on air. And make sure your panelists know what y'all gonna talk about before y'all have them on air. And hospitality, Southern hospitality, apply that to media, and things will go rather smoothly, soothingly.